Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hi, peoples. I'm RBCP. It's November 8th, Friday. I'm doing a show. This show is an HDRV sponsored by the technology of Badfish. Rest in peace, Badfish. We miss you. Today we're going to be saying goodbye to Blockbuster. That's my whole plan for the day, is to say goodbye to Blockbuster a whole bunch, repeatedly, until they call the police on me. Before I do anything, though, I'm going to play a prank call. That's the best thing you could do on live shows, is play a pre-recorded prank call. Like, 1 week ago, I got on the air really late at night and just called a few neighbors in a city that we all know about, a rich, wealthy neighborhood where the average house is worth $4 million. And I called this lady named Phyllis, and most of you have heard this. It's on my YouTube. It's been on the YouTube all week. But I'm going to play it anyway. It's 13 minutes long. I'm playing the entire thing just for the people that don't watch YouTube. So, and then we'll get into live stuff and other stuff. But for now, here's Phyllis.
Hello.
Hi, Phyllis.
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's David from down the street.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, are you sitting down?
What's happening?
I'm in a tunnel underneath your house. I discovered...
There's water and what?
No water. Well, yes, there is water, actually. But I'm in a tunnel underneath your basement. I'm lost.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I'm underneath your basement. Can you hear me banging on the floor?
I can hear you. It's under my basement, you think?
Yes. Can you go to your basement? I think there's a secret.
Okay, I'll go check. Thank you.
Well, no, wait. Don't hang up. Can you go?
Okay.
It's a secret door behind your washing machine.
All right, let me go take a look.
Oh, God, please hurry, because I think I'm running out of air.
Huh. Let me go check and see what's happening.
All right, sure. Oh, I'm getting short of breath. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe. I'm walking down to my basement.
Okay, be careful. Don't trip down the stairs or anything.
Yeah.
Is there a scary furnace like in Home Alone?
Yeah, just a second.
Is the furnace scary? Does it talk to you? Just tell it to shut up.
All right, now there's nothing in my basement. It seems to be okay.
Okay, well, no, I'm in the tunnels underneath your basement. Can you hear me banging on the floor?
Well, there's nothing underneath the...
Oh, no, it's secret tunnels. They're like a big, intricate tunnel network, and I think I'm underneath your washing machine.
Huh. Well, my washing machine is in a different part of the house. I'll have to go look... and see that. Is there, now what you're seeing, there's water running down the street or what?
Yes, that's exactly what I said. But see, the thing is, I think I'm inside your walls, because there was a stairway that went up into the walls, and like I'm inside your walls, and I think I'm behind the washing machine, because there's plumbing. I see the plumbing, yeah. Lots of plumbing.
Okay, I'll have to go look in the other part of the house
where the washing
machine is.
Oh, please hurry. Yes, thank God. Thank God you're awake. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you're sure it's coming from my house?
Fucking Christ. Yes, it's definitely, because I'm underneath your house in the tunnels right now.
Okay, let me go look.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm going to go look at the washing machine.
Fuck!
See if I can see anything there.
Oh my God! You made these two four locals completely worth it.
Okay, I'm going to look at the washing machine and see if I can see any water.
There's lots of water leaking in my head because I'm underneath your house. Do you get that part of it? Like I'm underneath
now
your house.
Now I'm outside.
What are you doing outside? Is your washing machine outdoors? Are you that?
No, but I'm walking around to see if...
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Thank God you thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Baby Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Huh. I'm okay. I can't see anything from outside. I'm going to go right now and see where the washing machine.
Do you have a pickaxe?
See if, because I'm not seeing anything. Okay, I'm going to look at the...
What the fuck are you doing, lady? Holy shit.
Okay, I'm going to look and see if the...
Do as many comical...
The dogs are barking, so they're maybe...
They are. Do as many comical things as possible, as you possibly can. Do you have a bird? Do you have birds? Do you have a parrot?
Okay, now I'm where the washing machine is.
Oh, I think I'm behind the wall.
I'm not seeing anything from there.
Can you hear me banging on the wall? Do you hear me banging? I'm behind the wall, behind the washing machine. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, from behind the wall?
No.
Oh, because I'm underneath, I'm in the tunnel network underneath our neighborhood.
Yeah. I can hear that when you bang, yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm trying to figure out how to get back home. I'm
okay.
Lost underneath your house.
Huh.
In the tunnel.
Well.
The tunnel network.
Yeah, I can't understand where it's coming from because I now checked the washing machine. I'm going to...
Listen,
is it running down the street that you're seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Listen, behind your washing machine, can you bang on the wall to see if I can hear you?
That's so odd.
Can you bang on the wall really hard?
No. I'm going to put my robe on and walk down the street and see if I can see where it's coming from.
That sounds hilarious. But no, ma'am, are you still by the washing machine? Can you bang on the wall really hard? To see
okay,
if,
just a sec.
See if I can hear you that way.
Okay. Let me go. I'll go back in there and bang on the wall.
Okay.
Just a second. And see if you can hear that.
Jill says to bang on the wall. Thanks, Jill.
Okay, just a sec. Let me go back in and bang on the wall.
That's the sensible thing to do. That's the sensible thing to do, ma'am.
Okay, now I'm going to go. I'm back where the washing machine is. And you want me to bang on that wall?
Yeah, just bang on his arms.
Okay. Could you hear that?
Oh, not yet. Maybe.
Could you hear that?
I think I heard it. Can you bang louder?
I'm going to walk down. I think the best thing for me to do now is to walk down. I'm trying to see where...
Of course that's the best thing. Maybe if you sing. Maybe if you yell really loud.
Yeah, I'm going to walk down the driveway.
Can you scream really loud by the wall? Maybe I can hear you screaming.
Like, yeah, I banged it really loud.
Maybe if you sing or you yell really loud, you're just like,
yeah,
ah!
Just a second, I'm going to walk down the driveway, I think is the best thing for me to do at this point, and see if I can see where that water...
I think I can feel your footsteps.
Okay.
Because I'm underneath the tunnels.
All right, just a sec, I'm walking down the driveway.
What's that noise? Can you hear that?
Now, what's that noise?
Oh, I'm not sure. What do you think that is?
Huh. What the heck was that noise?
It's a weird noise. I don't know. I hope there's not robots down here. We don't want robots. I've dealt with that before back in Bel Air.
Okay, I'm walking down the street to see if I can see. Now, there's not any water coming down my driveway that I can see.
Oh, thank God. We don't want water. Because, I mean, if the water comes down here, it could just flood and I'll drown. Because I've already lost my parrot, my pet parrot. I brought my parrot with me and it's dead.
Okay, I'm walking down the street, and where do you see the water coming from?
I'm underneath the I'm in the tunnels underneath the street. I'm underneath your house right now in the tunnels, and the water's
coming. I'm walking down my driveway.
Oh, what color's your? Oh, I think your cordless phone's cutting out. You might not want to go too far. Oh, don't! I don't want to lose you.
I'm not.
Ma'am? Phyllis? Phyllis, come back. We're losing you. You're going to end up like my parrot. Phyllis, come back. Go away from the light. Oh, I can hear you again. Ma'am, Phyllis? Phyllis, are you coming?
Yeah, hi.
I think your phone was cutting out.
Yeah, I it's because I walked down to the end of the driveway to see if I could see. Now, there's no water coming down towards you.
Thank God you're okay. I thought you were going to die like my parrot.
What?
I thought you were going to die like my parrot.
No.
Oh, that was close. That was a close one.
Okay, now, I'm not seeing any water anywhere, so where are you seeing the water?
I'm right underneath your house by the washing machine. Can you come back to the washing machine to see if I can hear you?
You know, I think, Dave, I think you've got the wrong house because...
No, it's Phyllis's house.
Yeah?
I'm right behind your washing machine because I can see all the pipes. And I know
my
pipes.
Washing machine, that's so odd because the washing machine is in the back hall area.
Yeah, that's right where the pipes are.
And you're seeing water there?
Oh, yes, tons of water just pouring in. Just, it's like my boots are filled with water from your washing machine.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, because there's no water... In the little room that my washing machine is in, there is no water there.
It's leaking up behind the walls. It's leaking behind the walls.
Where would I see it?
Oh, I don't know if you're going to see it or not, but if you could go over to the washing machine, I'm going to see if I can hear you to make sure that's where it's coming from.
Okay, hang on a sec. I'll go back there.
Oh, that's the most sensible thing you could possibly do.
I'll go back to where the...
I hope you weren't sleeping. Were you sleeping?
Was I what?
Oh, were you sleeping?
Was I sleeping?
Yeah.
No, I was actually awake.
Oh, that's a bummer. I mean, that's good. I'm glad you weren't sleeping.
Yeah. Hang on while I go back to where the washing machine is.
It would have been more hilarious if you were sleeping, but whatever.
Yeah, let me... Okay, I'm going back to where the washing machine is. Okay, now I'm in the area where the washing machine is.
Oh, can you jump up and down and sing songs? Like, what's a song you know?
Let's see. Can you hear me now? I'm jumping up and down.
Maybe you need to yell really loud or sing.
Okay, can you, I'm yelling really loud. Can you hear me?
Oh, not yet, but I think maybe I can hear you. Can you sing a song? What songs do you know? Sing really loud.
Okay, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are.
Keep going.
Up above the sky so high, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Could you hear that? Should I be able to see anything if the water is coming from the washing machine?
Yeah, you'd be able to see a big geyser coming from your hallway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would have to see water somewhere, wouldn't I?
Listen, ma'am, this is just a prank call. I'm not underneath your house. This is... Don't... What's wrong with you? Come on. Are you on drugs?
Who are you?
My name's Brad. I'm a prank caller from the internet. I just saw your number online. I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, gosh. Well, you gave me a heart attack.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm very sorry. I hope you have a good rest of the night, though.
It can only be better. Bye.
I hope so. Thanks, thanks, Phyllis. Thank you so much for checking. God. Oh. What I really need to do is get a karaoke track of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and set her voice to the music and see how amazing it sounds.
Okay, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are, up above the sky so high, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, so sorry about playing pre-recorded calls. It looks like Dialer is doing a show right now, so I would suggest everyone stop listening to my show and go listen to Dialer's show on Mixler.com/... Where'd it go? Global Chaos or something? I don't know. Global Chaos. Dialer. He's funny. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye, Billman. Okay, what am I gonna do here? So I have what is it called? Google Maps. Sorry, I haven't been awake very long. I'm on my second Pepsi, though. I should be awake. I have Google Maps open to Indianapolis, all the Blockbusters in Indianapolis, and I'm going to call some of them. What I really would like to do is call them and get them to close down for the day, but we tried that a few years ago when they were in the news. Oh yeah, I should say that. You know, Blockbuster's in the news a couple days ago. They have officially announced that they are dead. They are going out of business. By this time next year, there will be no Blockbuster's anywhere. They're just gone forever. Every Blockbuster I click has a toll-free number. So I think I'm going to have to search a different city. Damn it. Yeah, they're going to be closing. Some of the articles say they'll all be gone by the end of this year. Other articles say by the beginning of 2014 is when they're all going to disappear. So who knows? All we know is like in 6 months, they should all be gone forever. Okay, here's one with a real number. Bill Mann wants me to do Grand Forks, North Dakota. Okay, I'll do that one soon. I'm going to try this Indianapolis one first. There's still a Blockbuster in my city, in Oregon, which I have not set foot in at least 4 years. Probably longer.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Of course. I think I'm just going to be getting a bunch of that today. That's going to be the show. I seriously think I'm just... it's going to be a lot of disconnected numbers because they've been downsizing forever now.
Blockbuster Video, please hold.
All right. Didn't even give me an option. Blockbuster has had the same two-beep hold tone thing since at least 1993, because I have an old phone call where we prank called Blockbuster in 1993, and same two-beep thing. So they have not upgraded their phone system in 20 years. Like, every Blockbuster has this beep.
What a dick. This puts me on hold. It's like they don't care about their customers or something. They're going to go out of business if they treat their customers this way. He probably does this to everyone.
Thank you for holding. This is Cass.
Hi, Cass.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm the CEO of Netflix.
Yep.
Hi, Dave. I just wanted to laugh at you because you're going out of business and we're not. Like, our business is thriving and you're going to be out of a job soon.
Yeah, that's cool.
When are they closing your store?
We don't know if we are closing or not. We might keep it open.
That's not true. They're all going out of business. I read it in the news, and the news doesn't lie. It was on Fox.
Yeah, well, my boss told me that we probably will be staying open, so until I hear otherwise, I guess, what I'm going on.
Your boss is in denial.
Yeah, could be.
He's in denial. You're definitely going out of business. Read the news.
Yeah, I've read it.
Get on the internets. And it says in there, Cass is going to be out of a job within 6 months.
Okay, that's a good headline. I'm glad that I can get my face out there.
I'll still have a job, though, because I do streaming on-demand video, and that's really thriving.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
Is there anything I can help you with? Or
is your boss there today?
Not right now.
Do you have his cell number?
I'm not going to give that out.
No, it's okay. I'm with the corporate office.
Yeah, I can't. I am not allowed to give out that number.
Yeah, not usually, not to normal people, but I'm with the corporate office, so it's okay to give it to me.
Okay, well, I have some customers I have to help, so it was nice talking to you.
Well, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have... Okay. Yep, that was my big idea for today. I'm just gonna, like, be a big dickhead to Blockbuster employees. Someone said I need to ask why they thought red boxes were a bad idea. Didn't Blockbuster turn down both Redbox and Netflix? It seems like Netflix offered them a deal, too, and they turned that down. I think it's going to be hard to find Blockbusters. Here, I'm just going to call the one local to me. Closed? Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought my Blockbuster was still open, but it says on Google that it's closed. I swear I drove by there last week and it was open. I'm going to call it just to make sure this is correct. Calling locally, breaking the rules. I broke rules on the last show I did too. Someone emailed me about that. I was calling locally, and I was impersonating a doctor. Which, I don't know if that's really against the rules. I can impersonate a doctor, right? It's illegal to get medical information. That violates the HIPAA Act, or whatever it's called, but... Huh, yeah, they're closed. I swear they were open last week. I think they just closed. The town next to me, Corvallis, apparently has a lot of Blockbuster Express, which I think are like Redbox machines. They must be, because there aren't 5 Blockbuster Express stores in the town next to me. That would be crazy. All right, let me do another search on Google Maps. We'll search for Chicago this time, because I remember I talked to some stores in Chicago. I think around the Home Alone neighborhood. Lots of Blockbuster Express. I think Blockbuster Express is a Redbox machine, but it's a Blockbuster machine. We had one at our Fred Meyer here in town, and it lasted like a year or two, and now it's gone, and in its place there's a Redbox machine. Or maybe it's a location where you can return Blockbuster movies that you order through the mail. Maybe. I know they have some sort of a mail service, or they used to anyway. I don't know.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Poor Blockbuster.
Something different as a music director, and, you know, you can just feel it. I mean, it's becoming, you know, extra bassy and,
what is
you
this?
Know, like, when it's conducting and stuff, and so it's peculiar with the tempers and, you know, running with a fire, every little, you know, downbeat and motion of his hand, and it's just like, you know what, why don't you follow the motion of my team?
Holy crap, what was that? I need Twilight Zone music. I just realized I really need Twilight Zone music. He said something about firing everybody, didn't he?
Thanks for calling Blockbuster.
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. How can I help you?
Hey, we're closing down your store for the day. Like, you're officially closed today. Is this the manager?
No. Hang on.
Okay. That was weird. The voice we just heard, was that the guy that just answered?
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm sorry to tell you this, but we're going to be closing your store for the day. I'm not sure if it's going to be permanent or not, but they definitely want to close it down for today. So you're free to just kind of lock up and send everyone home. And I guess the regional manager is going to contact you a little bit later today on your personal cell.
Okay.
So yeah, we needed to just go ahead and close up the store and leave for the day.
Okay. What's the password?
Roy.
I'm sorry?
Roy.
No, that's incorrect password.
We don't do passwords anymore because, you know, we're going out of business. So why should we bother with the passwords?
Okay. Thanks for the prank call.
Hey, listen. No. You're not allowed to outsmart me, damn it. Ugh. Yeah, I forgot about the password thing. When I was trying to get customer info from Blockbuster not too long ago, they kept asking for passwords. And I never knew the passwords.
Blockbuster Radio.
Hi, this is Gary. I'm the CEO of Netflix. Remember that time we tried to sell you, our idea for our company, and you guys are like, ugh, that's dumb. Ma'am? Oh, she hung up.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster, Sarah.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm the CEO from Netflix.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to laugh at you guys because you're going to be out of a job soon. And you know, I'm not because I'm like with the times. I've got a future-proof company that's never going to go out of business.
Okay.
And you guys are just, I mean, I don't know. Doesn't it suck to be you? Because you'll be out of a job soon. I think that's a yes. Let's call her back. Mike Dadani says I need to offer her a job. Snappy says I need to seduce her. She's not going to answer. Hey, Barbie CP is demanding that I take a break so he can poop. Barbie CP is also demanding that I play a song that he submitted to me. So I'm going to be really, really evil and play this song. And that's going to piss him off because he wants to poop. And he can't poop if I'm playing his song. So here's a break. I'm going to play this B-Shock. Jesus Lean. It's horrible.
See, I know y'all like to dance. So we about to do the Jesus Lean. Like this.
This sounds like Skunk Works.
We did the crazy bout God with everybody clapping. Time to do the Jesus lean. Everybody snapping. 24/7, blessing me. 365, I'ma move my feet. I'ma dance for the Lord like D-A-V-I-D.
Okay, fuck this. I fuck this. I can't do it anymore.
Wait a minute, I got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza butt. Nah. I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster, where you get 5 day rentals. This is Ron. How may I help you?
Hey, Ron. This is Dave. I'm the CEO of Redbox Video Rentals.
Sorry?
This is Dave. I'm the CEO of Redbox, the video rental kiosk thing.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could, if you're looking for a job, we're hiring people in your area to...
Well, let me take down your information. They're always looking for a job when we're out of one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can give me a call. My number's 414-3925.
You said Dave, right?
Yeah, Dave. Dave Reynolds. We're just looking for someone to be, like, you know, be work inside of the Redbox kiosks where you hand the movies out through the slot and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, right, well, yeah. Once you're closed down, just give me a call, and I'll see what I can do.
All right. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. No problem. Have a good day. Okay, that went well.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
No, you ain't.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I'm over here.
I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I don't see you. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, I'm right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
That's where I'm at. Where you at?
Jamaica.
No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
I think we're done with these Blockbusters.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster, home of the newest movies. This is Joseph. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Sure.
And we're having some problems with the computer. Well, do you have the password for the day, so I'm sure who I'm talking to?
I do not have a password for the day.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there should be a password for the day that you know, so like to just to confirm that you know who's calling and who you're talking to. They don't give you a password for the day?
I'm just a CSR. You probably want to talk to one of the managers.
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Unfortunately, they're right now in a conference call.
Oh, who are they talking to?
I'm expecting at this point Diane, someone in corporate.
Oh.
I don't really tell me. I'm just a CSR.
Oh, I see. Have you had any customers today?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Because we didn't receive the last the last order from the computer. The last rental?
Okay.
Like, do you have the information from the last transaction you did there?
Or
do
sure.
Do you know what their name was?
Let's see. Nope. They rented something, and then afterwards, They ended up, how can I say it? They ended up buying two sodas, so the last account I can pull up is a non-member account.
Oh, well, it must be the one before that. Like, they would have rented a video?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Do you know the information on that one?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Oh, there's no way to look it up in the computer?
No, unfortunately, you can only look up the last one.
Oh, like, do you have, like, the printout that shows the order number, the invoice?
No, they took their receipt.
Oh, balls. Okay. Do you know when your store's closing down?
Yes.
When's that?
Now you're doing it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got me started. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, do you know when that's going to be?
Yeah, they say the last day will be January.
Oh, January's the day?
Yes, our last day will be in January.
Okay. Where are you going to work? Are you going to get a job with Redbox or Netflix or something?
I don't know.
You should try Redbox. I think they need people to, like, be inside the machines to hand out videos when people come to rent them.
Okay, sir.
That'd be a good idea. I have the number to the local Redbox hiring center, if you'd like the number.
All right, sir.
You don't want it?
Not really.
All right. Well, you got to plan ahead. I mean, you know... You got a few months. You only have a few months left here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to let you know we're going to offer a severance package to each of the employees. We're going to give you $30,000, like a bonus.
Okay.
Like kind of a Christmas bonus.
All right, sir. You have a great day.
So just so you know, be expecting that in the mail. And she's gone. All right. I think I should be done with Blockbusters. These aren't going anywhere. It's dumb. It's not funny. Ace has set up new Facebook pages for some reason. He set up PLA Healthcare and PLA News Facebook pages. The news is kind of funny sometimes, in my opinion. Probably just because he talks about me. I don't know the URLs offhand, but I will put them in the show notes. Barbie CP wants me to call. What should I say, though? Like, I can't get customer info because they don't know how to look up the customer info. That's always been the problem with Blockbuster. That's why I haven't gotten more Blockbusters in the past. Because they don't know how to look them up in the computer. Okay, Gizmo says the demolition crew's on the way. Alright.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster. This is Matt. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Howdy, Mark.
Hey, it looks like we're going to be needing to close down your store immediately. Because it looks like they're going to be... They've got someone on the way right now.
On the way?
Yeah.
Someone?
We're just going to need you to close down and get everyone out of the store immediately.
Is there something going on?
Sort of. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but you just need to have everyone out of there, just ASAP.
Okay.
Like, how quickly can you have everyone out of there and have the doors locked?
All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and get everyone out.
Okay, how long do you think that's going to take?
I have one last customer. I'm checking her out right now. Okay. I'll go ahead and turn everything off and get out of here.
Oh, that'd be great, because they're coming with trucks. I mean, that'd be best. So, yes, please.
All right, man, you're being super vague, and it's making me very uneasy, but I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just found this out myself.
All right, thanks.
All right, well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye.
Being unemployed. I hope he doesn't get fired. I wanted to say the wrecking ball thing, but I also wanted to close down a Blockbuster. So, I didn't... Now I have to call another Blockbuster and do the wrecking ball thing. But I am going to call that one before I quit for the day. and see if there's no answer. Or maybe I shouldn't, because if they do answer, then I'll feel dumb, because it didn't work. Yeah, fuck that. I'm just going to assume that it worked. And I'm not going to call him back. Or maybe if they do answer, I'll edit it out of the podcast version so that you guys think it worked. Yeah, that's what I'll do. All right, I just used Google Maps to go up the street, and here's another one in the next town up in Texas. Lucid hopes he doesn't think I'm making a bomb threat. Why would he think that? I think this would be an appropriate time to make a bomb threat. Oh, hi. This is James from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Oh, hi.
Hey. It looks like we're going to be closing your store today.
Okay.
So we're going to need you to go ahead and just kind of get everyone out of the store and lock the doors and everything.
Oh, all right.
Are there many customers in there right now?
Well, there's one, and I'm on the conference call for the store closing procedure.
Okay, they're actually they're getting ready. They've got trucks on the way, like a wrecking crew, and they're coming. They're on their way right now to knock down the store, like literally knock down the store.
What? So,
and I don't know if they're going to check inside first. We just need to get everyone out. Immediately.
Why?
If you ask them on the conference call, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jesus. So there's not going to be liquidation. Is this every store?
No, it's just at your location. Do you have the information for the conference call, like the toll-free number and the code?
Well, I mean, yeah. Hang on one second.
Okay. I've heard about these conferences before, and I used to have a code, and then, hold on. Yeah, I had a code, and I could actually call into these Blockbuster conferences, and we were going to, phone mob them once, but then they never would do their conferences at the scheduled time.
Still there?
Yeah.
And you're not, this is not a prank call.
Oh, no, of course not.
It definitely is not funny.
I wouldn't prank call about something like this. No, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yeah, well.
But I could jump on that conference if you have the phone number and the code.
Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
Okay,
you.
All right.
It's,
And that
way, you just kind of put it out there, they'll tell you yes or no, and then you'll find the right company. Again, it takes about maybe 2 or 3 weeks to make sure that we have that completed. Get up ahead of here, one second. What's your name?
My name is David Snoswell.
And do you have a dish ID number?
359-62-167.
Hang on one more second. I've got the code for you.
Okay.
It is...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which toll-free number do you use? Or do you use a toll-free number? Or?
It's the 1-8 number. I don't know the last 4. I gotta look it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know that one. We use a different number here.
Okay, one second.
Okay. Did you guys hear the conference thing going on in the background? Oh, I really want to be in their conference. I want to tell them they're all getting knocked down today.
Still there?
Yes.
The number I gave you and then the last 4 is...
Okay, I'll give that a try then and see if I can hop on there.
So you want me to lock the doors?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you're going to want to get everyone out of there as soon as possible because they might just show up and start, you know...
What about all the stuff in the store that's supposed to be, what about all the, well, you know, the product and the...
You can, grab everything you can as you leave, but but I wouldn't spend too much time in there because you don't know, when they're going to just start.
So they're just going to destroy everything, basically, is what you're saying?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I should probably get on this conference call and warn these other locations because they've got trucks on the way to all these different locations.
Yeah. What can I get your? Do I have a contact for you?
Oh yeah, it's David Snoswell, and you got my number. My phone number is. Let me think. It's 486843.
All right then.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling, yeah.
Bye. Tabachi's like, remind him about the imminent threat. Okay, let's try and call this conference line.
Welcome to the Blockbuster Conference Center. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound or hash key.
Okay, quickly, does anyone have any ideas? What should I say on the conference? Should I just say, hey... You're all gonna die.
Welcome to the Blockbuster Conference Center. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound or hash key, and I'll connect you.
It's okay, because they're demolition bombs.
Please hold while I confirm your passcode. Thank you. Your passcode is confirmed. All guests have been muted. You can unmute your line by pressing star 6. When you hear the tone, you will be the 100. 83rd person to join the meeting. This meeting is now being recorded.
Said, I think I can get that out there.
Let's just listen for a minute, okay?
Review it this weekend, and we will review again any questions that you may have on Monday. We are going to have a call on everything that's today. I think I said this already. Will be on.
You are no longer muted.
Located in a field comm today. Craigslist. One of the things that we want to do, and I think Mindy spoke to this earlier, is that Craigslist is huge for us when we're going into liquidation. We provide directions on it, and it's really about getting people to know there's other avenues of advertising your sale. So definitely want to get a Craigslist posting. You can send a teaser out and say, hey, we're going to be opening up for liquidation on Thursday. So please stay tuned and come back and check us out. Put your store address and store phone number on there so people know they will be there. You will be open at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Asset tags and all these pricing items are actually in the closing masters folder that has flyers and other tools and resources for you guys. So please make sure you go back and look at that. We want to make sure every asset is out on the sales floor. This is the time, Monday and Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, definitely plan out your week and how you want to go through it. If you want to get all your cabinets, hold on, guys, let me mute the lines again.
All guests have been muted. You can unmute your line by pressing star 6.
So we want to make sure that you have every asset out and that you can actually, you have everything priced. And there is an asset log, and it gives you how you should price everything. So you can actually write down the part number behind the asset tag. That'll make it quicker when they come up. But you're going to have invoices filled out, those type of things. So, again, review the asset binder guide when I get that out there later today. Dish kiosk. This is one of those great things that we can sell right now, and it could change, so just know that. But right now we will be selling that kiosk with the TV and the PlayStation 3, and that we sell for $650. That's our starting price. And there is negotiation done in this, but I'll tell you, you can get $650 for that kiosk with the TV. So just good stuff to know. But the asset board is just pictures, basically, and the pictures are already out there in the master's folder. And it has pictures of your printer and your fridge and cabinets and A-frames and wood fixtures. And you're going to want to cut those out. You want to put them on a board. You can go pick those boards up.
Cut them out and shove them up your ass.
Excuse me. If you're online, please mute. Star 6. So you can go ahead and just put him.
You are no longer muted.
Board like at Office Max or.
Listen, on that kiosk, I'm just going to give it to my brother because he needs a television with a DVD player. So I'm just going to give it to my brother, okay? I'm giving it to my brother, the kiosk. It's all his. Okay, continue. Sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
All guests have been muted. You can unmute your line by pressing *6.
Yeah, all lines have been muted. Sorry, guys. Someone was talking in the background, so we want to make sure that we could mute everyone. All right. Asset board, so you want to definitely get your asset board up. That's something you'll be preparing for. You can do it this weekend. Monday, Tuesday, definitely want to get that up. All right, counters, awnings, Blockbuster
tickets. Oh, fuck yeah, you got to get it up.
And channel letters will not be sold.
We should have sold porn. That was the only way to save Blockbuster.
Who's talking?
All guests have been muted. You can unmute your line by pressing *6. All guests have been muted.
All right, guys, I think we may have resolved that. Sorry about that. Counters, awnings, Blockbuster ticket, and channel letters will not be sold. So please know that if you're asking about that, we will not be selling those and want to make sure that at this time that's what it is. If it changes, we'll let you know.
Tabachi said it's been switched to listen-only mode, so I think maybe we can't get back in now, but we'll see.
Make sure that we are selling everything at its price that we list on the asset log. So we'll get into more details with that on Monday, but definitely want to do that. And then the other piece is you will get requests for stores to, as we get closer to closure,
this is boring, but I feel like I shouldn't hang up. This is kind of historical. It's the end of Blockbuster, and we get to hear the inside info.
So as you get inquiries, we have a email address and a phone number. I would ask that they use the email address first, which is press@blockbuster.com, and there's also a phone number listed on the agenda. So please utilize that, and if you're running into any, you know, inquiries or you're having a hard time with any of your questions regarding that, please work with your RSM on that. Next steps, we'll send a communication out. We're going to have other conference calls, so we'll probably have some updates to that later today. So be ready for that. We will send updates based off of how things are changing and very fluid right now, so that you can be ready for either calls on Monday and other times next week. So just know that will be coming.
All right. It's over. I'm done with that. That was cool and everything, but come on. I'm not going to sit here and listen to an hour of corporate stuff. Even though it's historical and everything, I have posted the number to that conference in the chat room, so if anyone wants to stop listening to my show and listen to it themselves, there it is. And also, she just mentioned that they're going to be doing more conferences throughout the day, and they probably won't remember to make it, you know, to fix the mute problem. So maybe before the show's over, I can call back in and see if maybe there's a new conference happening that's not muted. You know. Back when I had conference info for Blockbuster a long time ago, I actually had their admin code. You know, there's the regular code that we have, and then there's the admin code. And they can do things like set it so people can't jump in and say crazy things. Like Tabachi did. Now that the conference is over, I don't know what else to do. I guess I could call some more Blockbusters and tell them we've got demolition bombs in all over their store and they're getting ready to go off. Run! Get out of the store! The bombs are going off in 5 seconds. Just kidding! That would not be a good idea. Bomb threats are not a laughing matter when it comes to prank calls. Oh yeah, Barbie CP wants me to call back. Let me see if I can figure out what that number was. I'm going to ruin the illusion that I got them to shut down. Here goes. This is the one that may have closed down. Probably didn't. Weird, there's no answer. All right, I'd say the 8 rings is a safe bet that we sent people home today. So yes, success. We got the one that Barbie CP sent me. They left. They're not picking up their phone, so I'm going to take that as they are gone. They went home for the day because I told them to. That's the one that I didn't tell them. There was a demolition crew on the way. Okay, since I'm happy that I was successful at that one, I'm going to try the next one on the list. This is the guy that gave me the conference code number. And he sounded suspicious of me, but he still gave me the conference code number. I don't know. No, maybe I shouldn't call it. Let's just assume that he went home. I don't want it to be ruined. We know that one store went home at least. I don't even know what I'd say to him if he picked up now. Oh, this is terrible. We're gonna make Blockbuster go out of business. Sending their customers home. I mean their employees home.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster. This is Janet. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Dave from the Redbox corporate office. You know, listen, I just wanted to call and laugh at you because you're going out of business.
Okay, can you hold 1 minute?
Okay, sure. Listen to that phone line. That sounds horrible. Overload has a hilarious thought. Like, that guy that gave me the code, was he clued in when as soon as he gave me the code, we started saying crazy shit on the conference? Was that a pulse dial I just heard? She needs to call the phone company and get that fixed. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm with the Redbox corporate office. I just wanted to call and laugh at you because you're going to be out of a job soon. So, haha.
I'm sorry, it's got a buzzing on the phone. I can hardly hear
you. Yeah, that's on your end, right? Or is it just a bad connection?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Thank God you're going to close down the store soon, so it doesn't matter, though, right?
Well, I guess not.
But yeah, just, you know, LOL. No business for you anymore. But Redbox is doing great. We make tons of money every year. Like,
that's cool.
A lot of people rent from us, and things are going really well. Huh?
That's cool.
Yep. Are you happy for me because I have a good business?
That's great.
Okay.
Do you need help?
No, I'm just calling to laugh. Ha ha.
You what?
I'm just calling to laugh at you. Ha ha.
Ha ha, back. Ha ha.
Well, you don't need to laugh at me because
I'm
doing great.
Guess what, I got
caller ID. Ha ha. Oh, no. Oh, not caller ID. She's threatening me with 90s technology on her fucked up phone line. Gonna call me back. Man, I think I need to go get a third soda. I'm still tired. Should I be done with Blockbuster now? Maybe we should check in on the conference. Let's check in on the conference. Maybe we can get in now.
Welcome to the Blockbuster Conference Center. Please enter your passcode followed by the... Please hold while I confirm your passcode. 4, 9... 3219 is not a passcode that I can confirm.
What? I did not type that at all. Come on. I'm sure I didn't type that.
Welcome to the Blockbuster Conference Center. Please enter your passcode. Please hold while I confirm your passcode. 4, 3, 1, 6 is not a passcode that I...
Oh, I think the music is confusing it. But that doesn't make sense. That's weird. Okay, let me try again. I didn't type the wrong
Welcome code. Welcome to the Blockbuster Conference Center. Please enter your passcode. Please hold while I confirm your passcode. Thank you. Your passcode is confirmed. Everyone weird. Will hear music until the host joins the meeting.
I think... Aw, we gotta wait for the host. See, we need the host pin. That's gonna be my background music from now on. I don't know. I think we should quit with Blockbuster. We've shut down a couple locations. We got on their conference. Tabachi used bad language at them. I think that was Tabachi anyway. Yeah, Blockbuster is finished. Let's see. What else do I have? I promised someone that I would play a song for them. But I've played so much music today, I don't think I should. Maybe I should wait until the next show. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play this guy's song. Here, let me get it here real quick. I'm gonna play one song, and then the show might be over if I don't find something else here to do. A guy named Amphibian wanted to hear this song. This is a song request. This is the second song request I've played today. This is Knocking on Wood by Pose.
Look, I don't got a mansion. I've never been to the Hamptons. It's more likely that you'd find me if you came up here and went camping. I got bills stacked up like Jenga, respected less than most singers. But you won't see me sulk about or wallow in self-doubt and let that linger. Look, I still haven't been killed. I got pills every time I got ill. I don't got mills to cop drop tops or a house in the hills. But I won't feel sorry for myself. I don't need anything opulent as long as I got oxygen. Now I mean,
tonight if you see me knocking on.
I don't got cancer, I'm superb. I never got kidnapped on my way to work. Got free education, bitch, I'm learned. But some people aren't so lucky, knock on wood. I don't got HDTV, but I got insulation. I got no Lamborghinis, but I got vaccinations. I got a microwave, I got some pocket change. And even if I didn't, dude, no complaints.
Tonight if you see me knocking on wood, that's just because I'm doing so fucking good. I don't hate my life, no, it's going alright. That's why tonight you see me knocking on wood.
I'm back. The break's over. So I want to call a few more Blockbusters before quitting for the day. Their conference line hung up on me. I had to call back in. So that's what the music is that's on now. I have in my show notes, this is exciting news. On November 1st, I'm going to be on thefump.com. The song Free Water is going to be on there. So be waiting for that on November 1st. Also, coming up on November 7th, I'm going to be on the Fump podcast. So be looking forward to November 7th when I'm on the Fump podcast, which was last night. Actually,
I had to miss Carlito's show because I had to be on their podcast. I had no idea Carlito was going to be doing a show on Thursday. Because that's weird. Carlito doesn't just do shows on Thursdays. That was just weird. Crazy. But there's, it's called the Funny Music Podcast, and at some point this week it will be updated, and you can hear Free Water on there, and I'd get to talk to Luke Ski and Devo Spice, which was kind of awesome, because I've played both of their music on my various shows. I use the thefump.com all the time to find weird music to play on here. So, woohoo! Be looking forward to November 7th and November 1st. The reason the dates are old is because I haven't done a show in a long time. It's been a while. Alright, looking for a blockbuster. Alright, let's turn this off. Goodbye, blockbuster music.
Blockbuster, this is Janet.
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Yes.
Were you on the conference call maybe 30 minutes ago?
I was not. Oh, my boss was, but she is not here yet.
Oh, she's not there. Do you have her number by chance? We need to talk to her if she's on the conference call. It's about the store.
Okay. Give me just a second, okay?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Why is that such a universal thing to you're looking for something? Why does everyone do that? That's weird. I don't understand. I don't think I've ever done that. I'm weird, though. So my plan is to call a Blockbuster and accuse them of being the prank callers on the conference. Say we traced it to their number. This lady's, like, frantically digging through paperwork trying to find her boss's number. Hey, is anyone out there use Snapchat? I'm on Snapchat. The account name is Phone Losers. Follow Phone Losers. Send Phone Losers crazy things on Snapchat. Also, Vine. Does anyone use Vine? I don't remember my username on there. I think it's RBCP or it's BradBCP. And the same on Instagram, BradBCP. Bill Mann wants to know what Snapchat is. Sorry, Bill Mann, you can't be poor if you use Snapchat. You have to have a smartphone. No Windows 98 machines for Snapchat. Poor Bill Mann, being poor must suck. Okay, I think I'm gonna give up on this lady. And PSA Cobra's on Vine. Big Cobra. Everyone should add Cobra. My Vine is awesome because I've uploaded quite a few things lately that have to do with Madhouse quotes and the other thing. What's the other thing? Phone Losers. The phone show. Yeah, a slamming phone. There's the lady from from the Shining. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but she gets on her radio trying to get a hold of the cops. And she's like, KDK12, this is KDK1, or something like that. Come in, KDK1. LOL, KDK.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
We've been really busy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so her number is 652.
Okay, and her name's Mary?
No, her name is Joy.
Oh, this is Joy, okay. Yeah. All right, I'll give her a call then.
Yeah, my name is Janet. Her name is Joy.
Janet. Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I can't even do that very good. Oh, let's see. What's the number here? I'm getting better. Hey, God, you guys, don't post the number in the chat room. No one's allowed to call this, damn it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Ronald from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Yes.
You were on the conference call earlier with us, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay,
Did
you we heard the obscene, you remember the obscene stuff that happened there around the end?
Yes, I did.
We traced that to your number. And we need to know why you were
number?
The number that you were calling from, and we need to know why you were being obscene on our conference call. Like why were you saying the S word and stuff?
I was a guy saying stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was somebody from your line.
What phone line?
Well, I can't give out the number. It's against corporate policy. But it was from your number, the one that you were listening from.
You don't know which number I was listening from.
Yes, I do.
I was listening from my home phone number.
Right. And we have that in our computer. And you shouldn't be calling in and saying the S word on our conference line.
No, I shouldn't.
Right. So I'm glad we agree. I know it doesn't matter at this point because we're closing down, but I'm going to write down on my report here that you get one demerit.
Okay. So who is this?
Printing it out. One demerit. It's your first demerit.
All right. Well, it was a male. I could change my voice.
It must have been your husband. Do you have kids? Maybe they got on the extension phone and said those things.
No.
You should definitely talk to your kids about that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to finish up my demerit report here. I have to go.
But you know what, David?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't say your name was David.
What?
They told me that work, somebody just called from corporate, and his name was David.
I don't know who that was. I'm just calling to let you know about the demerit and to scold you.
Okay, can you let me know, like, I'm being written up for this?
No, it's just a demerit.
Okay, so I can say profanities on a conference call and only get one demerit?
Yeah, one demerit. But, I mean, if you keep it up, you're going to lose your job with Blockbuster.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I need to finish up this report then.
All right, wait. Thank you for finishing up the report, and I'm glad I only get one demerit.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your remaining time with us. That was weird. How did work call her that quickly? Oh, that's why she took so long. The work lady called her up and was like, can I give your number to this guy on the phone? Is that all right? Damn you people. Whoever was posting her number in the chat room, I need to start muting the stream when I get phone numbers. I need to be a professional like Sloth and whoever else. Someone's really, really good about playing cool music when numbers come up. I think it's Sloth. Maybe. One demerit for Joy. It's okay, Buster.
Thanks for calling Blockbuster. This is Kate. How may I help you?
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Hi.
Hi, were you on that conference earlier that we did?
No, I was not.
Was the manager? Is the manager around?
This is the manager.
Oh, you didn't call into the conference?
I was not supposed to.
Yes, you were.
What is it about?
Well, it's just about your store location. We're going to be closing it down today.
You're closing down today?
Yeah, as of right now. We need you to go ahead and send everyone home and lock the doors.
And do you have the password for the corporate?
Cactus.
What is it?
Cactus.
No.
Well, if you'd been listening to the conference call, you'd know that we changed it to Cactus.
And can I have your name?
David.
David what?
Snoswell.
And is there a number that I can call you on?
Sure. 1-800-BLOCKBUSTER. Extension 413.
That's not a phone number.
If so, call it and find out. You'll see. You'll see who the liar is.
Okay, well, I'd rather not have prank phone calls. Maybe. And if there was something going on, my boss would have called me.
I am your boss. I'm with corporate. I'm your boss's boss. So I'm, like, better than your boss.
Okay, well, that's not how bosses talk to employees.
You don't know that because you're not one. You're just a lowly employee who's going to lose their job soon. Ouch. Maybe one more call and then call it a day. Barbie CP just posted a number in the Madhouse chat room, which is against the rules, by the way. 1-800-BLOCKBUSTER will be 1-800-256-252-8787. I don't think that would work on most phones.
Thanks for calling once to the Blockbuster, where we have five-day rentals. Sarah speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Bill Mann from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Yes, hello.
Hi, were you on our conference call earlier?
No, we were not. We were planning on taking the 4 o'clock call.
Oh, there's a 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock central.
There's a, central time, there's one at 11, one at 2, and one at 4.
One at 2. That's central, right? Central, 2
yes.
central?
Yep.
Okay, because someone from that store called into the conference, right? Because they were saying obscene things.
Nobody from the store has called in.
That's weird.
I was here by myself until noon central and didn't use the phone for anything. And then my store manager arrived here at noon, which is after the 11 a.m. central call was over.
We traced it to you, though. We traced it to this number. Are you just trying to cover it up that you said those bad words?
I'm sorry?
You're just trying to cover it up that you said those bad words?
No.
Okay.
And if this is corporate, what's the password?
I don't have to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I don't believe this is corporate. You have a good day.
No, don't disbelieve me. Come on. Oh, man. So, in 1 hour, there's another conference. In 3 hours... Wait, is that right? Damn time zones. Currently, it's 1 p.m. in the central time zone. So yeah, in 1 hour, okay, at noon Pacific and at 2 p.m. Pacific, there are more Blockbuster conferences where they may or may not remember to do the mute thing. So if I wish I could get on the air and do a show at that time, but I think I'm going to be busy. So if you guys get on the air and mess with the Blockbuster conference and say crazy, wacky things, please record it, because that'll be funny. Try to record it and send it to me, and I'll paste it on the end of the podcast if anything funny happens. No, Barbie CP, I can't stay for another hour. In fact, I think it's about time to end the show right now. I've been at this for 2 hours. It was fun. We said goodbye to Blockbuster. Before we go, let's just do this for Blockbuster. Rest in peace, Blockbuster. You'll be missed, sort of, even though nobody goes there anymore. Hopefully, like, if anyone messes with the conference line, in another couple hours and sends it to me, you will hear the recording next, after Tabachi's song. This is a song by Tabachi that I'm ending with. It's called Can't Dial 1-800. It's about Fred Meyers. Fred Meyer. So here is that song.
I used to be able to dial 1800. Can't. I tried my garden, they said, yes, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. We can't do that anymore.
We can't do that anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
The system doesn't allow us to do it anymore.
I'll try, but it takes me to anything. How I miss you so much.